So just about everybody knows by now that Representative Anthony Weiner, a Democrat from New York, has a Twitter account. On Memorial Day, over the Memorial Day weekend, a picture was posted from his account to the account of a 21-year-old college student in Seattle. And the picture, as most people know right now, was a photo of the chest down of a man wearing only underwear. The picture was immediately deleted. Why do we care about this? This is probably just a flash-in-the-pan scandal story. Well, it does have certain implications, not only for the privacy and the security of your Twitter accounts, but all your social media, and how much control a politician has over what kind of work he does. We're joined by Takeaway correspondent Todd Zwillick and also John Abel, the New York bureau chief for Wired.com. You know, Todd, we spoke about this yesterday. Representative Weiner tried very hard to sort of keep this down the down low, downplay it. Take a listen to what he said yesterday.
Well, let's keep in mind what happened here. I was pranked, I was hacked, I was punked, whatever it is. Someone sent out a picture. I'm an easy name to make fun of, and I think that that's what happened again.
All right. He even got into shouting matches with some reporters. That didn't work for him. And maybe the lesson here, Todd, maybe the headline is that no matter what a politician does or says, once the media wants to report on a story, that's what they will report on.
I think largely that's a good lesson from this, Celeste. As far as Anthony Weiner keeping it on the down low, you would not have noticed that over the last 2 days. Multiple interviews with television networks, newspaper reporters, radio reporters, including myself, all over Capitol Hill. He was basically just a media phenomenon yesterday, not a congressman. Look, I think this story has some gravity to it that's just irresistible for a lot of the news media, especially cable television news. Look, this is about a politician. It's about sex. It's about the internet and Twitter, which cable news loves to just talk about Twitter. He's relatively famous because he's on television all the time anyway, because he's a big go-to guy for punditry. And I think there's a little bit of reciprocation also. This story is similar to the story of Representative Chris Lee from the New York 26th, who had to resign after a similar but not identical Craigslist scandal.
Yeah, that's pretty different. Chris Lee was looking for a date.
It was different, but it was like internet sex and a politician and a Republican. And I think in some reporters' minds, subconsciously, there might be a little bit of reciprocation here, why people are covering it. But also, the most important part of this, Celeste, there's not a great deal of other news in Washington this week. There's kind of a news hole, and people have the airspace on the air to cover this. But I'll tell you this, a story that we're missing because we're all talking about this, even though it's not a non-story. It's the media is insatiable with it. There was a resolution supposed to go on the House floor last night saying pull all the troops out of Libya. It was supposed to fail. Republicans pulled it off the floor because they were afraid it would pass.
Because
with
of
Republican
the distraction.
Support. There's a lot of other things going on that we're not reporting on.
That's Todd Zwillick, Takeaway correspondent, Washington correspondent. Also with us, John Abel, the New York bureau chief for Wired.com. John, let's talk about just the privacy/security portion of this. How easy is it to hack into somebody's Twitter account?
Well, let's just take a step back right there. This actually isn't a Twitter hacking story, although that has the sexy headline. This is a story of a picture which was put on a photo sharing service, which you can associate with your Twitter account. Or if you don't associate it with your Twitter account, you can simply say, here's a link to that picture. So what happened was a picture from an unknown source went onto this service, which is called YFrog. And then either programmatically or manually, somebody said, hey, here's a picture there. And in that tweet, they referred to two people. One was Representative Weiner, and one was this other person.
I see.
So it's all kind of out in the open there. The only thing that might have been hacked, the only thing that we could sort of logically say might have been hacked, was the YFrog account. Now, I know that sounds very inside baseball, but to Todd's point, I think the reason that we're talking about it so much is because we can say Twitter hack, Craigslist killer, that kind of thing.
All right. But I mean, there's still a danger when you're using social media. You've got the kind of the reply to all phenomenon, right? I mean, there's also this question of sending something through a private tweet and a public tweet. And people seem to be making that mistake a lot.
Exactly. This was a public tweet and it referred to two people. And so it would have shown up specifically in the filtered feed of these two people, as well as being in the public timeline. Look, the representative is saying he didn't do this, and it's very conceivable that some account that the representative owns was misused by somebody else. It could have been somebody he knows, could have been somebody he worked with, could have been somebody in Bratislava. The actual technique of hacking, quote-unquote, let's just use that word anyway, is very, very trivial because this is all based on passwords, and people, as we know, are terrible about having strong passwords.
And yet it's kind of low-hanging fruit if, as Todd says, he's able to distract the Congress from more serious work just by, you know, doing a simple thing of tweeting publicly a picture on a photo-sharing site. That seems like a pretty easy way to derail Congress.
Well, look, I don't know who you get to blame for that. I don't think the
ourselves this morning.
Yeah.
I don't think what the representative himself has done himself any particular favors in how he's managed this problem, although I think he started out correctly, assuming that he is telling the truth by sort of making light of it and then realizing that wouldn't be enough. But I think we're kind of all to blame for, you know, watching cable news and caring that Sarah Palin's on a bus and stuff like that. That's no one in particular's fault.
All right, that's John Abel, New York bureau chief for Wired.com. Also spoke to Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent.